Hello, and welcome to episode 3.3 of Signify Nothing. We took last week off, sorry about that. I was having some mic issues. I've been recording this podcast in Ubuntu 10.04 since we came back. I guess a little before that I was using 9.10, but mostly in 10.4 since we've come back last year. And the last couple weeks, I've been having a lot of mic problems. I don't know what I'm doing differently, but I've been having a lot of trouble recording the show. So I switched over to another laptop I have that's running Linux Mint on it, which is another kind of blend of Ubuntu, kind of a deviation off of it that's more media-centric, and everything's working fine. In fact, I'm getting very good quality again. So I guess we'll try to record in Linux Mint from now on, and if you haven't checked out that OS, you probably should. It's really good. So, it is a miserable rainy day here in New Jersey. Windy, raining, on and off, pretty bad. Miserable day, pretty much. So, we're going to get into the music now, and we're going to start off with a band from here in the East Coast. This band is called Pressure Release, and take it away. We'll be right back. from their vastly underrated Oktoberfile album that was Die Kreuzen with Among the Ruins. And before that, we had Pressure Release doing a song called... what's that song called? That song's called Paralyzed. That's from their 7-inch. There's two versions of that 7-inch with different singers on it. You should look around on the internets, and you can use the Googles, and you can find both versions pretty easily. That's a great record, a lot different from a lot of the stuff that was coming out at the time, especially on the New Age label. You know, there's more of a blast, kind of Melvins, even, you know, Die Kreuzen kind of influence on it later, Black Flag, and stop naming bands. Next up, we are going to play the band Iron Age. I threw up a review, or I will be in the next couple days. I forgot what day I scheduled it for. A review of this record, and this band is called Iron Age from their 7-inch called The Way is Narrow. Hey, this song is called The Way is Narrow. I like that when bands do that. So, yeah, let's go with Iron Age now.
bad world at all.
It's such a fright.
We've got nothing better to do.
What it's like out there.
It's a scare.
You can go out if you want.
We wouldn't dare. We've got nothing better to do than watch.
That was the Mighty 411 with a song called Blackout. I am teaching this semester at the school that I went to community college at, and so I've been thinking a lot about those times back then. And the last semester I was there, I remember I was listening to a lot of 411. I was also listening to a lot of Bikini Kill that year, that semester rather. And, I really kind of distanced myself from my friends and just hunkered down and, I gotta get stuff done. And I was listening to 411 a real lot as I was in that transfer process. That song was called Blackout. Before that was Black Flag with TV Party from the TV Party record. And opening up was Iron Age with The Way Is Narrow, which is on the 7-inch of the same name. I really like that band. I think that they're getting better as they go along. They're a really good band, and I've actually heard some mixed reviews about their live performance in the last few years, but I haven't had a chance to check them out in a while. Hopefully I will soon. Anyway, next up is the band Citizens Patrol. I don't know a lot about this band. I really should check them out, though. They're on the No Bullshit Volume 4 compilation. I really dig this song. The song is called Mental Disorder.
Good advice of the wings, cause this is the end. Mental disorder, I'm feeling you adopted. Nor am I cracked, everyone can do. I've got the outright, I've been a half clue. I got a mental disorder.
Decade, that was Portland's Midnight with Distance. Supposedly their unreleased 7-inch is going to come out finally soon. Maybe we could get a discography for them. I really like that band. Before that, we had Modern Problems from their demo a few years ago. We had the song called Quality Control, and opening up, like I mentioned, we had Citizens Patrol with the song called Mental Disorder. That is on the No Bullshit Volume 4 compilation. Next up, we're going to play Infest. This song is called Excess Pig.
Something we did earlier. We ran out of songs and I can't remember words that easy. What would you like to hear? Hey Lorna, we do Richie Daggers. Did anybody learn anything tonight? Raise your Catholic school hand. What you learn. Another crowd bites the dust. We're gonna do Richie Daggers. And that's it, alright? And then we'll meet you all at OG Dog. All at Okie Dog.
Please stand alone.
from the New Breed compilation. One of my favorite songs on that compilation, that was Life's Blood doing Maximum Security with Sean Murphy from Collapse on vocals. Those of you who've been trying to track down the complete live set of that show, stay tuned. There's going to be news on that coming up soon, I hear. Before that, we had another live track, The Germs doing Richie Daggers' Crime. That's from the Lion's Share bootleg that should be pretty easy to find, I think. Look on the Googles if you can't find the vinyl, I suppose. And opening up, we had Infest with XS Pig from the Mankind record, of course. I specifically took that from the Mankind reissue, which has a couple of extra compilation tracks tacked onto it, worth looking into. Maybe one of these days, the Infest discography. I feel like we've been talking about this for 15 years. The Infest discography, maybe one day, will actually come out. Hey, if Low Profile Threat can come out, then, you know, and really, if you think about it, No Man's Slave can come out, then the Infest discography, you know, it could be really, actually, seriously coming soon. So next up, we're going to play the band Framteed. I feel like we're playing this band a lot since Signifying Nothing came back, but we're going to play a track from their split with the band Seeing Red. This song is called The Plague.
The Jews, the
was a band that kind of flew under my radar until last year or so. That band is called Hatred Surge. The song is called Monster. It's from their 7-inch on Painkiller Records. That band is really good. They remind me of His Hero Is Gone, if you'll remember His Hero Is Gone. Before that, we had Agent Orange, the European Agent Orange, not the California one, with the song KKK. And opening up, we had Framteed with The Plague. That's going to end things for Signifying Nothing this week. Check us out online at sn.wpwen.com. I should probably advertise that at the beginning of the show as well. And we'll have some new reviews up this week. I'm hoping to have the first flyer memory up. I think I picked out a flyer that I can tell a good story about. So for some of them, the problem is that I don't have anything to say, really. Or I have stuff to say, but, like, I, you know, it's 2010, and I just don't want to, like, talk a lot of shit and, you know, say a bunch of stuff that's just gonna, you know, cause me to be irritated by people's reactions to it. You know, my time when that was something that I would want to do is long past. I just, you know, it's like, whatever, man. I just, you know, I don't want to just, like, bring up a bunch of shit that shouldn't be brought up ever again. And so I'm going to try to avoid that with that. But I should have the first one of those up this week as well. So we're going to end things off on this dreary, disgusting day outside with Discharge from one of their early singles. The song is called Never Again. And barring mic difficulties, see you next week.